Welcome to Top Breed Cats, the show for all cat lovers of any age.
Today we'll talk about the Karat and the American Curl.
That's right. I'm Quinn McAllister.
And I'm Molly Crossman.
We both have two cats who we love very much. I'm going to start you off by talking about the American Curl. The American Curl is a very affectionate breed, but they do shed a lot. They're a very healthy breed, and they're very playful as well. They're vocal. Like, very vocal, just like the Siamese has that little feature. They meow a lot. So, yeah. And then they're friendly to pretty much anyone and anything. So, that's pretty nice if you have a loud family with lots of kids or animals, and you're looking to add another feline. So, that's pretty nice to have around. They're fairly easy to groom, and the American Curl was started out by a stray black kitten with long, silky hair and strange ears that curled backward. She had a litter of four kittens by an unknown father, and two of them shared her curly ears and all her other features. The trait was caused by a dominant gene, so eventually they began to start breeding the cats in 1983. And the new breed was named the American Curl, recognized by the International Cat Association in 1987. All American Curls are descended from this one cat. The cats can be bred to other curls outcrossed in non-breeding domestic cats with straight ears that otherwise meet the curl bred standard. The American Curl is a medium-sized cat weighing from 5 to 10 pounds. The American Curl is gentle and known for his people-loving personality. He even likes children, which is not always the case for cats, and has been known to seek out their company. True to his domestic short hair heritage, he is moderately active, curious, and smart. American Curls are often called the Peter Pan of the cat world. It's not unusual to see older curls flying through the house with as much joy as younger ones. Males and females are equally active. Both the purebred cats and mixed breed cats are very healthy. The curl's coat can be short to long. Both lengths are easy to care for. The curl stands out for his distinctively shaped ears, but without them, he's a striking cat with a sweet expression and a silky coat that can be long or short and any color, which is pretty cool because there's not a lot of cats who are like that. The curl is sweet toward children, making him a good choice for families who will supervise children to make sure they pet the cat nicely and don't pull his ears or tails. So he's happy to live with cat friends. Lead dogs too, so that's pretty cool because that could be important, especially as said, if you're looking to adopt another cat to go with your family. So, yep, now I'm handing you over to Ollie for the Karat cat.
Hello, and the Karat is a moderately healthy cat, but it does known have gingivitis, or gingivitis, I don't know how to say it, but, and thanks to this failure that affects the nervous system, causing paralyzing. There's a test for this, and owners should check. The breeder's cats have been tested and are free from the problem before buying a kitten. It's very important. They are from $600 to $800. They are from Thailand. They live up to 15 years at most. They are very intelligent. They love people. Their eye color is a period green in a mature cat, 2 to 4 years of age. But kittens have an amber to golden green eye color, which gradually changes as they mature. They are very good with families. They don't shed much. Their general health is pretty good. They talk a lot, also known as meowing. They're kind of kid-friendly, not really friendly to strangers. They're really easy to groom. They're kind of not really pet-friendly. They weigh 6 to 10 pounds. Their length is 15 to 18 inches. And that's it for the carrot.
Well, I say Ollie does a really good job when we put him to a task of a cat. He always tops it off with some amazing facts and prices to them as well. So, I appreciate Ollie for doing that correctly. Good job, Ollie.
Thank you.
So, now it's time for some cat stories. Ollie, would you like to share anything about your two adorable tabbies, Max and Toby?
I don't have any stories, sadly.
That's all right. I have some shorts.
Wait, I do. Oh. I put Toby's costume on again. So,
we're gonna do a special Halloween episode coming up soon. So we're gonna talk more about our cat's costumes, but Ollie's cat, Toby, he's a orange tabby. Ollie, would you care to tell everybody what Mr. Toby's going as this year?
He is being a lion.
And then so my cat, I'm just going to cover Nala right now. She's my Bernese mix. I'm pretty sure she's a Tonkinese, which we will be featuring in another episode pretty close to here. But she is dressed up as one of my favorite horses to ride. When I'm not podcasting, I'm probably riding a horse. So I would like to say a big thank you to Twix, the Dark Bay pony. And Miss Nala over there is wearing a saddle out of felt and has a little mouse riding her. It's not actually a real mouse. It's felt. But, and then I'm going to share something about my Siamese kitten, Serena. Serena is attracted to music. It's actually very weird. Like, when I play the piano, she comes over. When I play my recorder, she starts to climb on my brother's leg, which I find is hilarious. I like torturing my brother sometimes. Big siblings know what I mean. And Ollie is one of those big siblings.
Yes, I am.
So.
It is very annoying.
Yes, little brothers. Tisk, tisk, tisk. All right, so I think this is about time to wrap up this episode. Ollie, would you like to add anything before we wrap up?
Actually, I would. Aren't we going to do every mess up in top breed cats?
Oh, yes. We will end up doing an every mess up in top breed cats coming up pretty soon. So,
yes.
You can be expecting.
Lots of mess ups. Lots. Too many.
And then we had one of the funniest, but I did not get it on tape, unfortunately. I'll tell you about that in our next episode.
Yes,
but
it was hilarious.
Yeah, and then some of these are even from this episode that we just messed up. So, yeah. All right, Ollie, would you like to say goodbye to everybody?
Yep, goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week. Oh, and before I forget, we have cat stories, but we don't have them forever. If you have a cat and you want to share some funny stories about your cat, or just want to tell us what breed you have and/or how you got them, let us know. You can contact us at topbreedcats@gmail.com. That's topbreedcats @gmail.com, all lowercase. All right, now I can say goodbye. Bye!